Blog Talk Radio.
If you have patience with me for about a month, I will have you so smart. Yes, I will have you so smart that you can time around your fingers.
Brothers and sisters, welcome to another edition of Nothing But Elijah. I'm your host, Sister Akila Ali. And as you know, this is being brought to you by Crow Radio. To learn more about Crow, please visit us at CROE.org. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, who appeared in person as Master Farah Muhammad, and that the most honorable Elijah Muhammad is his last and greatest messenger. And I would be remiss if I didn't give acknowledgement to the co-founders of Crow, the organization that allows me to provide this wonderful content. That is Brother Khalif Muhammad, Brother Shaheed Muslim, and our dearly departed Brother Munir Muhammad. I want to get right into the audio. This is the judgment by the most honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Greetings to you. I'm Elijah Muhammad, the preacher of freedom, justice, and equality to you, my poor black people, who has been lost in the wilderness of North America for the last 400 or more years. You, my dear beloved brothers and sisters that is listening to my voice on this album, I would that you pay good attention to it. Our subject is the judgment. Judgment has been taught, and we have been warned that it is a day coming that we all will be judged. And whosoever Allah has mercy upon, that person has a great reward bestowed upon him. Because we live in a world guided by the open enemy, the devil himself. Therefore, being lost from our own people, wherein there was no one to teach us, no one to help us, all teachers was prevented from teaching us a very pitiful condition, our fathers, valiant, when captured by our enemy, the open devil, in our native land. Through deceit, here we are today, on trial, before the God, who will judge us all, who will this God be, best son of man, both Bible and Holy Quran declares. He will be a man, a son from a man, son of man. Not a formless spirit that the scientists, scholars of religion have given this name to that judge on that day, the day of judgment in which we now live, will be a man. For only a man can judge rightly between man and man, because their nature is alike. Anything other than a man cannot judge our affairs, nor guide us in the right way that we will be successful. It's got to be a man. That's when is the day of resurrection. This is the day of resurrection. You're living in it. When is the doom coming? When will be it taken place? Don't hurry for that day, because you're living in it now. The days of the judgment of God upon the wicked and the correction and separating the righteous from the wicked, according to many of the scholars on this subject, would be something like near 20 years. That time would be between 1380 and 1400 of the Arab calendar, and of their scientists, which knows more about scripture than the Christian could ever dream of. We now are living near these days, the dreadful days of judgment, the end of the judgment, the end of those years now approaches us. We cannot say to you that which we do not know. This time will prove us liars. God have said to me that the time has long passed due for the execution of the wicked, the enemy, who have misled the whole world of men. Except about 10%. So he taught me night and day in verse, just three whole months, yeah? And about 4 or 5 months. And he still guides me. He still speaks to me whenever he pleases. Right directly the voice come to my ear from his mouth, like listen to your voice from you whenever he pleases. He have taught me so many signs and so many ways that he can guide me, not by word alone and not by seeing him in person, but just by hints. And I have learned those hints of various things. The judgment is coming. No, it's not coming. It's here. Why should we have a judgment? Why should people be judged? It is because of an act of an evil one that did not love truth and righteousness and wanted to make a complete people who also did not or would not love truth and righteousness and justice, that they may mislead us in the way of righteousness. And this way and in the whole nations of the earth, the aboriginal people, the black man, into following them, believing in them and their falsehood, he would be able to carry down at the day of resurrection, day of judgment, for everyone that did not have the knowledge of him. of them, as I should say, for the whole race of people. This people that I'm referring to is none other than the white race. They have rules according to their God, Yahweh, who give them the knowledge, who made them and taught them how to rule us for the past 6,000 years. This has been done, and they brought us up without the knowledge of ourselves, making us afraid to them in the day of judgment in which we now live. Who will judge this Son of Man? Who is this Son of Man, you may question? He is a man that the Almighty God of the black man's nation made for the purpose of being the judge today. He's called and is known as the Son of Man. This makes it clear to you from both scripture books, that is the Bible and Quran, that you don't expect anything but a man to sit judge over the nations of the earth on the day of judgment. As the 28th verse of the chapter 45 of the Holy Quran, it reads something like this: and thou wilt see every nation kneeling down. Every nation will be called to its record. Now, the 29th verse says, this is our record that speaks against you with truth. Surely we wrote what you did. This is the voice of the Son of Man and the judgment. Watched over us. And every action that we taken was written, whether it was good or bad. The evil opponent, the devil in person, an open enemy of ours, deceiving us all these centuries and thousands of years, today puts on one of the greatest shows that ever was put on by man to get us to go to hell with him. Temptation. He knows the nature of us. That man always have that nature to want to do. This he laid hold on. Up until this very minute, he's trying to use his woman, his sons, and daughters to tempt the black man in America and throughout the world of man. They're in Africa, Asia, trying to tempt the black man to accept their woman and their sons. Take them. Don't have to marry them. Do what you please with them. Just so long as you commit the act with them, this is all we want to do. They don't love you any more today than they love you 100 or 1,000 years ago. What the act is to bring you and this favor and this life to your God, your salvation, and your people of your kind. This is what's going on today. We know he's trying to do. And you should know, my foolish brother, who is now being tempted by them. They don't want you for nothing but their doom. To hell with them. Because of what? Because you have a good chance, a free chance to go to heaven, to see the hereafter. But they don't have it. They were not made to go to heaven. They was made for fuel for the fire of hell. There are a people that come in a vacuum between our Cadillac history of 9,000 years to 15,000 years. This people, their maker, the god Yaku, a black original man, he told them to go and deceive all you can for 6,000 years. And after 6,000 years, your brother from the east will come and eat you up, meaning destroy you. You have this in the Revelation, where that the prophet there prophesies of this coming out of the east, and that they laid hold on the dragon, the white race, and cast them into a burning lake of fire. The contents of North America is that lake. The judgment. Oh, the judgment, that dreadful day. It is here. It is not to come. Hundreds and thousands of signs have the prophet set before this day. I do not have time and space here to go over signs. For you in them now. You see and you read how everything was foretold that is happening today. You say you don't believe that this is a judgment? Tell me, Mr. or Mrs. or Miss, have you ever seen a time like this before? Have you ever seen the clouds, the rain, the snow, the wind going, look like out of the very law of the nature in which they were made? To send rain down from the cloud to the earth. This rain has become an evil thing now. To send wind to satisfy the foe. Man who is lying in the dust. Cool him off from the fiery heat. But this wind has become an evil wind. She's blowing, but is destroying the lives and the property of the people that's in its path. Have you ever heard tell of such storms destroying the property and lives of human beings in America? A country who claimed that it follows Jesus. A country that people claim that they are better than anybody else. Oh, what the day. I could repeat with that old scientist, Then the Bible, he said, oh, what's the day? The work of the day is only woe. I bear him witness. A dreadful day. A day in which the anger of the Lord is kindled against the wicked, and against all that do wicked, and against the proud who think that they are too proud, too wealthy, have too much to look forward for other than bowing to God. But both Bible and Holy Quran say everyone will bow before the Son of Man. Every human being on the earth must submit on this day that there is a God over him. We're not made or created without a name of purpose. So says the Holy Quran. And this is true. The very nature of us warns us against evil, especially the black man. The black man's nature makes him to tremble in fear at times when he knows that he's far off the path of righteousness. Because that's his nature. He was born, he was created righteous, and has been misled and pulled off the path, the right path. Therefore now, on opening his eyes by the powerful God of the universe, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praises is due, who has taught me all that I know, who protects me in going out and coming in, who has promised me a place near him on the final end, should I not be happy and most anxious to teach you and preach to you of the woes and the destruction in which he has made known to me that he will do in this day and time? We are living in it. Woe to America, she's in trouble. She is in trouble. She has angered the God of gods, Almighty Allah. He intends to bring her to her knees. He has the power to do it. Many nations before you thought that they was able to stand and contend with God and fight him with his own weapons, according to the Holy Quran. He destroyed them, buried them under the sands of Arabia, Egypt, Africa, and other eastern lands. Until today, you will have to go and dig. Dig and dig to find the marks of their civilization. They are there. According to the Holy Quran and according to our own scientists today who have went and dug, digged up the earth and made it clear that they found buildings down under their sands, brought them to light. Some of them is unearthing themselves. The wicked white race have been continuously to do evil and lead the black man into filth and evil. They are today, while they are in judgment, They are trying their utmost, night and day, every hour, 24 hours, to get you to yield to evil and filth. Some of them, here and there, if they get it, they're not speaking out. They get the evil done of themselves. But they are absolutely made of evil. They are not people that have some good in them and evil has dominated. No, they was not made with good as Jesus tells and teaches you and me. And John the 8th and 44. They was created a liar and a murderer. The liar could only stand so long as the light of truth did not make its appearance. But in this dreadful day, there can be no judgment unless truth is told. How well did Jesus describe this day and time in his parable of a soul who went out and sown this field with good seed. But while he slept at night, an evil enemy came and sowed tares among his wheat. Next morning, the day of judgment, the nearing of judgment, the discovery of what the enemy has done to the people, sown in the hearts of the righteous evil, and now they are practicing evil and must be judged according to their works. A dreadful day. Four great judgments is now working on America. Storm, wind, rain, hail, snow. How much of this is yet to come until that you are totally helpless? Pile snow upon your country from the north. As your Bible teaches you and Job, he have saved this snow and ice for the day of battle and war. It's going on. There is plenty of snow in the north, plenty ice in the north to be hurled down upon poor America, who has no defense against such calamity. At the same time, in the tropical regions, rising up and brewing storms in the Caribbean area. Some say Caribbean, moving them northward and northwestward to strike the shores of America, destroy her homes, destroy the lives of her cattle, destroy her people. They're moving in America now while I'm talking.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. That was the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, the judgment. To learn more about that audio, you can reach out to us at quo@croe.org or 773-925-1600. I'll leave you with the greetings of peace of Assalamu alaikum.
If you have patience with me for about a month, I will have you so smart. Yes, I will have you so smart that you can tie them around your fingers.